Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Conceria Pasubio third quarter 2021 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Luca Trecco, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfectly. Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning to everybody. I'm Luca Trecco, the Chief Executive Officer of Conceria Pasubio. As you know, is the operating company of LEDER2. As you know, our Chief Financial Officer resigned at the end of November, and we are currently in the process of identifying the correct replacement, and I expect it will be announced at the beginning next year. Today, I'm here with Francesco Zavaglia, the Group Financial Controlling Manager.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
Let me give a short introduction of our agenda of today. Today there is our first investor call after the issuance of the floating rate notes and the completion of the PAI acquisition at the end of last October. Regarding today's agenda, we will comment the third quarter 2021 financial results. At the end, as the speaker anticipated, at the end of our presentation, we have reserved some space to you for a Q&A section if needed. Francesco, please bring us to slide four, key financial figures. As you have right here, our performances on the third quarter were satisfying despite the existence of certain threats to the global supply chain. As you, everybody for sure know, our sales are up 4% versus last year third quarter. Let me remind you that last year, after summer 2020, the automotive market rebounded strongly after the end of shutdown related to the COVID-19 pandemic. While this year, 2021, some constraints remains due to the shortage of semiconductor, even if Pasubio has been only marginally affected from this shortage of semiconductor, thanks to its strong positioning on luxury and premium segment, where among the OEMs, the chip are rerouted. As you know, all OEM gave a prioritization to most profitable vehicle that are typically the premium luxury segment that are our reference market. Overall, for the year-to-date figures, our sales are up 29%. Of course, due to the rebound after 2020 COVID-19 year, and thanks to main customer strong performance. Customer like Porsche, Bentley, and Lamborghini for Volkswagen Group and BMW has a robust request of vehicle and especially the request of vehicle with leather interiors. While JLR is still suffering in terms of sales, mainly due to the semiconductor shortage, but we really expect a strong recovery in 2022 due to the recent launch of their leading model Range Rover. Pasubio, of course, is the nominated supplier for all the leather interiors of this car. Our EBITDA for 9 months ending September is at 53 million. This figure is pro forma and is excluding one-off raw material cost advantages that we benefit from strategic purchases of raw material during the favorable swings of 2020. And in the 9 months figures, we included the effects of the acquisition synergies we expect to achieve in IVA. You know that we acquire IVA in June 2021 in the upcoming months. Net financial position, as you see, as of September is euro 74 million. So let's move to slide 5 to the pro forma net revenues. Our pro forma net revenues, as you see, included the acquisition of IVA. And about this, let me remind you that IVA is the sole supplier of Rolls-Royce. And therefore, with this acquisition, we strengthened our positioning in BMW Group. 1 year to date, pro forma net revenue are up 28%. Thanks to COVID rebound and strong performances of luxury and premium brands, as I told you before. Last 12 months, net revenue are at euro 336 million. And let me recall you that in 2020, for the full year, net revenues were at 2063. Our main geography is still Europe continent, while Asia and America are currently handling the impact of semiconductor supply crisis due to their automotive segment positioning in the mainstream market. And then let me underline that current shares of our sales application, so I mean sales, interiors, steering wheels, and aftermarket, is in line with our expectation. So let's move to slide 6, talking about consolidated income statement. As introduced before, our EBITDA for 9 months 2021 is up 36% versus previous year. And our last 12-month adjusted pro forma EBITDA is at euro 74 million. Main adjustments are related to pro forma of IVA acquisition, as I told you before, raw material temporary advantages, and extraordinary scraps problem caused by an external supplier working on the primary tunneling. Let me inform you that our operational team has already found the solution to this external technical problem and they fix it. So we don't expect the same issues in 2022. Moreover, September year to date, EBITDA margin is lower than last 12 month figures, mainly due to the time lag effect between the revision of selling prices and higher raw material cost in the last part of the period. As a general update, let me remind you that we have conducted most of the negotiation with our main OEM successfully, offsetting the increased high cost at the value of today market. But the starting of the new prices will be January 2021, as normally we do with our customers. I leave to Francesco the next slide about cash flow. Please, Francesco.
Hello, everybody again. So, talking about our consolidated cash flow, our net financial position increased from euro 62 million to euro 74 million from December 2020 to September 2021. While we reported euro 50 million of positive adjusted but not pro forma EBITDA, we absorbed about €18 million of working capital, mainly due to coverage of raw material price fluctuation. We'll discuss further in the next slide. €3.9 million of paid corporate income taxes. Let me remind you that the next tranche of Italian corporate income tax has been paid in November. And around 18 million of capital expenditure, mainly related to our technological step-up campaign for production machinery and capacity increase for the upcoming years. Financial expenses are at around 5 million and are merely related to interest paid on the term loan that was in place from the first acquisition of the group by CVC back in 2017. And of course, as of today, repaid in full. Lastly, our net financial position as of September was negatively influenced also from the acquisition of IVA, as Luca explained, by €21 million, which we financed all by self, our group resources. So moving on to the trade working capital outlook, our working capital increased in the last period mainly to increase in inventory in line with our coverage strategy, while trade payables and trade receivables have a similar trend to the historical in terms of number of days outstanding, and actually in terms of receivable, we achieved an improvement. Regarding the inventory, I will let Luca explain to you our overall strategy. Please, Luca.
Yes, let me say that in general, as Francesco mentioned, our absorption of working capital due to the inventory increase is related to two main facts. The first, we decided back in May 2020 to invest corporate resources in order to take certain opportunity on the high market, which has strongly decreased prices during the COVID, due to the COVID impact in that period. The second is due to the fact that some OEMs like Porsche overperformed 2021 expectation. And so we have been obliged to continue to procure raw materials at the higher cost in summer 2021. And we were not able to pass through in the last period this price increase because the new contract start as usual from the January 2021. And let me inform you that we negotiate new prices already starting from January 2021. And now we want to procure the current quantity of hides needed in the next year in order to protect our margins and our balance sheet, as we used to do. If you remember during the roadshow, I well explained the fact that as soon as we fix the prices for the following year with the main OEM, we try to cover and to protect our profitability, procurement, to procuring and purchasing roughly all the material we need. That does not mean that we buy everything and we receive everything in a couple of months, but it means mainly that we make the contract with the supplier to receive the material in the first part of the following year. In general, let me say that we expect to reduce the level of our inventory in the second half of 2022, as we expect a stabilization of raw material market price. And when there is a stabilization of the market price, we don't use to overboost the inventory level. Please, Francesco, pass to slide 9.
So the last slide we report for today's call is related to the net financial position adjusted for the transaction as of September 30, 2021. So let me explain you the analysis is performed in order to show the effects of the latter two issuance of euro 340 million floating rate notes and PI acquisition that happened at the end of October, as if it has occurred at the end of September. In respect to the figures included in the last information we received, we estimated to retain euro 5 million of cash balance for our day-to-day operation, while financing with additional working capital needs throughout local lines. But let me tell you that, as a general comment, we can say that we used all local financing lines, which now have been substituted with the RCF, which was provided during the transaction.
So, dear all, thanks to listen to this presentation. We have now finished it, our presentation, and we reserve the specific session, as I told you, for Q&A you may have. So you will have about 15 minutes to send us or to give us your question.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, you can press star and one on your telephone. The first question is from Michael Wolf of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's more of a housekeeping question. I was just wondering if you would post the presentation on your website following this call, perhaps, and if you're also going to publish a report for the financial period under consideration here, or if it's just the slides for the time being.
Luca, let me take this one.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael, for your question. Yes, of course, we will publish this slide deck right after the end of this call. And we also prepared a consolidated, condensed consolidated financial statement. So you will also have the document with all our comments on the figures of the third quarter 2021.
Okay, perfect. I guess just as a general comment, it's probably helpful to maybe have that just a few hours before the call in general.
Sure, we'll take into consideration that. Thank you.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess if there are no more questions, we can close the call if Luca agrees. And anyway, you feel free to reach us out through our investor relations contact through our website.
Thank you very much to everybody. Bye.